Hello, my friend. This is Clyde, the culture of cleanliness. I want to start off by asking, what is it that comes to your mind when you hear the term the culture of cleanliness? Maybe clean house, clean habits, clean speech, clean lifestyle? I think you've got it. But I want, however, to talk to the Christian community about the culture of cleanliness, and I'm going to use scriptures to help us to understand. One way to think of culture is to think of it as a way of life. Culture is how we live, and especially within a certain context. What we do, how we speak, how we keep our homes, everything about a culture represents our lifestyle. God has a culture of cleanliness for the Christian community. This is a culture that demands of us to abandon every other competing culture and to adopt and live by His culture of cleanliness. You might be, or you might not be, familiar with the following text, which I'm going to quote anyway. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. Picture this. God lives in a mountain, and that place is holy. If you want to live with God, if you want to have relationship with God on an ongoing basis, then you are more than welcome to come up to the mountain, to the holy place where God lives. But listen to this. There are certain requirements that need to be honored. He says that you have to be someone with clean hands and pure heart. In other words, in order to have real relationship with God, you need to ensure that your hands must be clean, your heart must be pure. You are not practicing any dirty life. You are not entertaining anything in your life that is not of God. A pure heart is someone who does not think evil, but practices purity in relationship, thought, attitude. The second requirement, if you're going to go to the mountain where God is, then you cannot be engaged in idolatry or serving any other god. You mean God is asking me to get rid of some things that I've had in my life for quite some time? Yes. As you listen to God, you realize that there is no option to be bicultural, that you don't have permission to practice God culture and another culture at the same time. Now I'm going to guess that just about now you're sitting up and paying attention, and I'm fine with that because this is important stuff we're talking about. So let us continue about this culture of cleanliness. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Titus 2:11-14. The culture of cleanliness started with the day you got saved. Each Christian has been saved by the grace of God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. Sounds familiar? Good. But grace is not a one-shot experience. The grace of God, which could be called the unmerited favor of God, is ongoing. It saves us, and then it goes on to teach us the culture of cleanliness. There are three things about this culture of cleanliness that we need to pay attention to. Number one, the new culture that is driven by God's grace replaces a former culture. Grace teaches us to turn away from ungodliness and worldly passions. Maybe we could consider these to include sexual immorality, idolatry, hatred, envy, hypocrisy, drunkenness, just to name a few. This is calling on us to turn our backs on the uncleanliness of our former life. That is God's grace instructing you right there what to get rid of. Number two, adopt the culture of cleanliness, which the writer describes as live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. I love that. It is bringing us into a new culture, a different way of living, a new lifestyle. Elsewhere in the Bible, they talk about the fruit of the Spirit, which consists of love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5 verses 22 and 23. Are you with me? It's more than cleaning house, because after you clean the house, sometime later it gets messy again, right? It is more like replacing out with the old and in with the new. It is exactly what 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 emphasizes. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. This new culture of cleanliness is what we should live by until we are taken out of this world to go to live in heaven. I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, here we are living in the world, and God is calling on us to live a culture of cleanliness so that we are in the world, but we are not contaminated by the world. What that means is that we don't need to return to the old culture. We have cleaned house, and we are not bringing back the old stuff inside the house. Instead, everything is new. Godliness, living upright, no idolatry, nothing of the former life. We now live in a culture of cleanliness. Man, I am encouraged. Now I am excited about what we are called to do and to be. As a Christian, it is simply abandoning the old culture, messy, ungodly, not pleasing to God. This new culture that grace brings us into, it is more exciting, more appealing, more attractive, more profitable. Wow, my friend, this culture of cleanliness is something that I want to adopt and live by. This could well be the day that you and I, that we do a spring cleaning and make it last.